Welcome back to the RDG Show, starring your hosts, Rick, a.k.a. Ricky Bobby, and Dynamite David, with Sir Grinch, and guest starring David Morales, better known as Latin Assassin. David is the creator and host of the YouTube channel Latin. You can check out David's content by searching Latin, followed by three underscores. That's L-A-T-I-N underscore underscore underscore. The RDG Show is pre-recorded and is available on all audio platforms. Check out the links in the description. If you are new to the channel, make sure to subscribe, like, and leave a comment below. Also, don't forget to click on the notification button so you don't miss any of our videos. Now, enjoy the show.
Yeah, and thank you, David. It's not the David that we're used to,
thankfully. Call him Juarez.
Juarez, yeah. He actually wanted to go by that name.
Really?
Yeah, but I hate it, so I told him no. But yeah, thankfully we're David-free and COVID-free.
I'm David, bro.
Damn it. So we're not David-free. We're Juarez-free. What's been going on with this, what is it, a vaccine that they have now?
Dude, so literally last night at like 7, I took a screenshot of it. They sent the Apple news notification saying the FDA has authorized the fucking Pfizer-BioNTech coronavirus vaccine. So, started looking into it just now, right? And one of the first things that comes up is goddamn clickbait for LA Times. Because the first thing, that their fucking headline, you know what it says? Is the FDA didn't approve, in quotes, Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine, just to get you to click on it. Because then they just go on to say, health minister, like, they didn't formally approve it. You know, it's like because of an emergency situation, because like obviously the whole world is in fucking crisis right now. So it's not formally approved by the FDA, but on the FDA website, it says, which is, wait, not this one. Hold on. I'm pretty sure it's .gov, so it's a little bit better than this shit.
.gov is, well, I don't know how much you trust the government, but.
Oh, yeah,
I know.
A little bit more official.
And I think they said like Obama and George Bush are going to be like the first ones to try it out or something.
Said Obama, Bush, and Clinton. They all agreed to do it live, like on camera, for the whole nation to see it, that it is safe or whatever. But as soon as I heard that, I mean, maybe just how my mind works, I was just like, they can easily swap those vials.
Yeah.
And no one would be any wiser.
Right? Yeah.
I'm like, come on. Like, you think that they're just going to honestly be like, yeah, sure, here it is right here. Unless you show me like a video of them like literally going from the factory in the development process, bottling it, bringing it that like. One step
like just vlog it out
by step,
and then see them actually take it. Then I'll be like, okay, yeah, for sure. But you know, I'm not saying it's not gonna work, but
it is kind of sketchy though.
Yeah,
where is it being made?
Good question. Actually, I forgot
because they're shipping it. What?
Because I thought, I thought it was in the U.S. I thought they were making it in the U.S., but the U.S. is going to start getting its shipments on Monday,
correct?
Which is still pretty soon. Not that it's a bad thing or anything.
Are you guys getting it though?
No,
not me. No,
not I don't trust the just like you know.
Do you buy the iPhone as soon as it comes out?
Yeah,
do you buy the PlayStation as soon as it comes out?
You always wait until later on.
Wait
so
for them to work
I'll
out
get the
case.
The vaccine 12 max once it comes out.
They were saying that by 2021, towards the end of 2021, everyone should be vaccinated. Should be. You don't
by
have
the
to
end
get
of
it,
next year,
yeah, but by the end of next year, everyone should be vaccinated. So
well, even they were talking about having like so the vaccine is almost like a. They were comparing it to like the flu vaccine, where it's like maybe not every year, but it's
but
not going to
be
the one,
still?
Yeah, the, the one off where it will get rid of it.
I don't know, man. I feel very iffy about that whole thing. I don't know if I'd like ever want to take it. Like I don't even take my flu shots. Like that's the thing.
Mm-hmm. There's just me over here.
He's like, wear your mask, please.
Yes.
I don't know. I didn't start taking flu shots until the military, so and I was fine.
Yes, that's
you know
usually
I mean?
The only time I ever because it was a requirement. If not,
it's kind of weird that because Walmart or not Walmart, Walgreens has like free what's it called, flu tests or not flu tests, flu vaccines, right?
Yeah.
And like, I don't know about how it is out here, but some of the Walgreens, they're not in the best areas. So I don't know how I'd feel about going to a sketchy ass Walgreens and getting like, yeah, sure, just give me a vial
you
of whatever.
Tell when everything's
you
locked
got,
up, like the
you know?
Lotions, like the toys and everything.
Yeah, like, yeah, I don't think this is the best place to go for a vaccine, you know?
It's like right next to the makeup. I don't know if I trust.
It's just completely. Pure alcohol.
Yeah, it's
it's Windex.
Dang, which is not safe to drink.
Just want to make that clear.
Yeah, make it clear that do not be drinking.
Have you seen My Big Fat Greek Wedding?
No.
Oh my god! You have you got to use Windex to solve everything.
Yeah.
Oh, this shit's hilarious. So, like, the dad, I don't know if it's actual, like a Greek, what's it called, stereotype or whatever, but, like, the dad in the movie, I'm sure it's not, but he uses Windex for, like, anything. Like, if you get a cut on your arm, he's like, I'll put some Windex on. You got, like, a sore on your elbow, he's like, he pours Windex in a bowl, and you just keep your elbow in there, and it's like, it's going to work.
It's like, our family always used the sal con limón, which is, like, you put water, and you put salt and lemon, and it fixes, like, anything. It's, like, the ultimate remedy in a Hispanic household.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
They do the rubbing Vicks.
Oh, that too.
Oh, I remember that stuff.
With everything too, yeah.
Yeah, broken arm, just you know, a little bit of Vicks. Rub it in, you'll
be
fine.
Give it 3 weeks, you'll be fine.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
Yeah, ours was stop crying. Be a man, stop crying.
What is that, the Russian?
it's the Soviet way of dealing with things. It's like, stop crying.
Here's some vodka.
Bottle that shit up. Yeah, that is the vaccine for everything. It's a nice, nice shot of vodka and you're fucking good to go.
It was funny that you were talking about, like, to make sure that it was the actual thing, like, the actual vaccine that was being used or whatever by them. Because apparently FedEx is using SenseAware ID so they can track.
I got a notification
exactly
like that
where
on my,
it's at all times, pretty much.
But I got a notification like that on my in my phone that I can, like, switch something on my phone that would let me know if I'm, like, near someone that has it.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, do you know how fucking pissed off I was when
dude,
I the first time? Because I got that yesterday, too.
Yeah,
I got it.
Yeah,
I got it.
Yeah, and they're like, yeah, fucking, yeah, just be more, like, track more of my movements
exactly.
And all my day-to-day activities. Uh-huh. Like, calm down. At least I have a fucking iPhone where they apparently, like, shut it down, so.
I did. I was
I
did not set this up.
What I mean, at least, like, their security shit is, like, supposed to be really, you know, high-end and. If you don't want somebody going over your shit or seeing where you are, your location devices, if you shut it off on your iPhone, it's supposed to actually, like, not show up for anyone. I mean, who knows if that's actually true, but it makes me feel better. And also, fuck you, Android.
Yeah, I got an Android, man.
Oh, so one for you too, then. Sure. No, I'm kidding. But
I also heard that if you do test positive, they do track you in a way. I'm not sure if it's, like, every single movement you do, but I heard about this one lady once that she tested positive. Like, her and her family, and she was going on vacation. And I believe they stopped her before she got on the plane. Either way, they knew she was going on vacation, and they, like, detained
her.
Wait,
so
like
they
that.
Tested her, and then they were tracking her after that?
Yeah. Well, I heard that they do track you after, if you do test positive.
I would understand, like, a follow-up or something like that, like a phone call.
Oh, so it's like a
that.
Certain...
Because, like, when I was setting it up, not setting it up, shutting it down, but when I was looking into it, it was talking about... If you test positive, you let anonymously you let them know, or whatever, so that
who knows?
It would. I don't
them.
Know. That's a, it's
oh,
them.
Man.
Them.
Oh.
It's them. And until I get real names, I'm not giving my location up.
Hell yeah.
But it was like, oh, okay, you test positive, you send them a notification, whatever. They do it anonymously, but that's how they know if you've been around them, because they'll have essentially. This person tested positive. They know that person tested positive because they sent something, right?
Oh,
and
yeah,
if you come in contact with them,
yeah.
Whatever, now it's like more than 15 minutes or something.
I was
like
walking. I was, I think I was by the Best Buy in West Hollywood. Mm-hmm. And like I got the notification. I stopped in my tracks and I was just like, what the fuck is this? And I started like looking at it and it's like, yeah, so if somebody has used their phone to report that they have tested positive, it's going to come up on your, because it's using Bluetooth. So it's basically like reading everyone else's information. So that if you're in the area of somebody that has tested positive, it's going to let you know, which seems like a good idea. But then again, you know, how much do you really want to let them know where you are at all times?
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
That's how it starts.
I'm telling you, dude. It's a ploy.
That's how it starts. It's a slippery slope.
They're looking for ways to track us even more now, bro.
Well, they're saying, some people are saying
that. As if it's not enough that we're already being tracked 24/7 because we have our fucking phones on us all the time anyway.
Cameras on your laptops and everything,
cameras on your laptop, your phone, whatever.
Yeah, keep forgetting to put a...
If you... Always right here. Yeah. Always,
but this is shitty quality anyway. So
it is. It's weirdly. I would think it's better on that one.
No,
mine
I tested it out. It's not.
It's not.
No,
with the camera on here.
On because on the laptops apparently it's not the same
as
technology they use on the phone.
I was about to say
because
because on the phone they advertise it like the greatest camera of all.
Yeah.
They never say
anything about the laptops for a reason.
Yeah, it's a good.
It's still like 240p or whatever. So yeah, I have
240. Is that really what it is? Or are you just bullshitting?
No, I'm bullshitting.
Okay. It doesn't sound
that's
far
like
off,
what?
Honestly.
No, 180 is the lowest?
For what?
For like just... Oh, no, 72.
240,
I think,
right?
Huh? Like the resolution, the pixels or whatever?
Yeah. 1080.
I don't know. That's a little bit too technical for me.
I don't know. I'm just going off whatever whatever I see.
Whatever I hear. Yeah.
Well, something for people to look forward to. It is supposed to arrive on Monday. Yep. The only thing is that I think it said, I'll tell you right now, it should be about 2 million vials, which obviously is not enough for everyone, but... No.
When I was just reading, it was like 643 or something, or 39 or something like that, like predetermined destinations of where they were going to send it to.
Oh, so they already have like certain spots they're going to? Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, I do not see them like getting all of them and being like, well, who wants it? Like, you know.
Well, no, because it's, yeah, right here it's saying that the prevention caused by blah, blah, blah. Well, first of all, they're saying that the initial first, you know, batch of it is going for individuals 16 years of age or older. So, if you got a kid in high school or up to that point, they're not getting it. Just, you know, it's that simple. They're not fucking around with this shit.
Wait, it's 16 and older.
Yeah, so it's for people 16 and older. And okay. If you're younger, if you're 16 and younger,
it's 16 and older.
No, 16. No, 16.
I was about to say that.
Yeah. You just gotta let those guys go at a certain point.
He's like, just cut the cord.
Yeah, man. What are we?
We talked about the side. You brought up the side effects first because that was, I thought of that initially, but like I didn't really think about it too much because I was doing stuff. But
you want me to? What are the side effects? Well, yeah, I want to know.
Interestingly, they're not that bad. But some of the most common side effects, which typically lasted several days. Are and this is from the FDA.gov, pain at the injection site, tiredness, headache, muscle pain, chills, joint pain, and fever. It also goes on to say, of note, more people experience these side effects on the second dose of the vaccine. So one dose apparently is not going to do it for you. There's multiple doses. This only says two. So it's important for vaccination providers and recipients to expect that there may be more side effects on the second dose than the first one, but you can still suffer from these side effects on the first dose. It's really luck of the draw.
So we're getting how many vials?
2 million. That's what it said.
And I'm guessing that's one per shot.
I'm assuming, yeah. They're not... I mean, it's still really new because the information just came out last night at 7 or whatever, so...
Because if you got to take more than one dose... That means it's not really.
Yeah, because I never heard anything about it having to be more than one dose of the vaccine.
Maybe it's two doses in one vial.
Hopefully, I mean that's because then that comes down to 1 million, and then we definitely don't just what in California is like 40 something million.
Yeah, isn't LA alone like 30 million or some shit like
that's
that?
That's a lot. So they're definitely not sending.
It. I mean, it's still a trial phase. I mean, yeah, they. They didn't actually say like, yeah, it's approved. They're like, it's an emergency. It's a worldwide emergency. We gotta, you know, start sending something out and give people hope. But we'll see how
the side effects sound a lot like the.
They're not that bad, honestly.
The smallpox injection. So like, if you go like overseas or something, they'll inject you with that. The vaccine for it, which is essentially the same kind of like it's ache around the actual area, and then you get which chills and all like, that stuff. It's
really and how long does it last usually?
I want to say no more than a week. So it was only like about four to five days that at least I felt it.
That's when the smallpox vaccine, the side effects are just itching, swollen lymph nodes, sore arm from the shot, fever, headache, all the same shit. Yeah. I hope it works.
I don't know. I was just reading somewhere there. They're like, oh, we hope this is like the start of the end.
Mm-hmm.
Which,
I don't like the false hope. Like when people come out and say like, oh, this is the beginning of the end. It's like, relax.
I think it's gonna be just like the flu. Like it's still gonna be there, but we're gonna kind of have
people
it
aren't
control.
Gonna be as worried about it. You know,
I don't think it's going away. I honestly don't think it's going away.
Yeah, I did. I heard somebody speaking about that. They're like, this is gonna be just like the flu, where it's like everyone's pretty much gonna go through it, and it's just gonna get to a point where
we gotta kind
of nobody's gonna die from it. You're gonna sort of build not an immune system, but you won't die. Basically, you know, the effects won't be as bad.
I don't know. I think we do need desanitation stations. People sneezing on people's toast. I mean, we need all that stuff. We need to get stronger. The other thing that I thought was interesting was the whole legalization of marijuana, at least federally. They were trying.
What would that do over here? I mean, you can
tax
pretty
it,
much
make it more expensive, right?
MCs. I think it's already expensive enough, isn't it?
Yeah. Shit. Well, I don't know where you get it from, but
apparently you're going to the wrong.
Am I? I don't know. I didn't really start getting into it until like I moved out here, and not even because I was just moving to California. It was just like, all right, you know, it's there. Might as well give it a shot. Mm-hmm. So I didn't really know anything about it. I just like went to the store and was like, they're like, yeah, sure, here you go.
Yeah, because here is part of the culture. It's just like almost everyone.
Yeah, there's like a shop around every corner now.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are. And they're just opening up
like,
more and more.
Back in high school, it'd be a struggle to try to get like at least like a dub. And now you can just walk to the corner and get it like easily. Like,
yeah. Just pay like, what is it, 35% tax on it or some crazy shit like that. Oh, man.
I mean, that was the like the pro to legalizing it. It was like, well, we can make money off it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. No, it makes sense. It makes a lot of sense. I know at least for Florida, though, it's still illegal. I was talking to my friend about that because he brought it up too, the federal legalization of it. But it's still like the state is like, fuck no, not happening. But when they do eventually, because I'm sure they're eventually going to make it legal, it only makes sense to. When they do, at least Florida doesn't have a state, state tax or some shit. So it's not going to be taxed as heavily as it is out here.
Oh, nice. I'm moving to Florida.
The funny workaround, though, that they do have out here. What?
I'm just kidding.
Move to Florida, yeah.
I've heard, I've heard the stories.
You know what? It comes from freedom. You get to literally do whatever you want, and it's fantastic.
I don't want no gator popping up in my
bathroom. Oh, my God. I hate seeing that shit. Because I was actually in class earlier, and this chick, she's in Miami, and she was talking because there was a hurricane, and she said that there happened to be a gator like showed up like in her neighborhood or something like that, and she said it like to the class. I was like, you're making us look so bad right now.
Oh, so you're because from Florida?
Just saying like the times that I've been there, I spent a lot of time there. I've never seen a gator on the streets like ever, and I always see like all these crazy videos of like everyone has seen that giant fucking the golf course. Yeah. That was insane. But outside of like, you know, the zoos and shit, I would never see a gator. So I don't get where these videos are coming from. And a lot of this stuff is like, it's not just people just generalize it, but like South Florida is just a whole different world than the rest of like Central and Northern Florida. Completely different. But she was from South Florida, so that really made me question.
And last time I was there, literally a gator was using the crosswalk.
I don't believe you. You know, pictures.
It was waiting for the light.
Waiting for the light. Apparently now they have photos of them using the mask. They're like regular citizens.
Yeah, they're wearing
the
mask. They're at least they're, you know, they're.
These are being cautious. Yeah,
considerate. Yeah.
You're gonna be outside. Wear your mask.
But we were kind of talking about like the. You said slippery slope.
Oh yeah.
That it would be right because they legalize this, and then what is there to stop for people to be like, what is it, Oregon or something like that has like
they're legalizing everything.
Yeah, they just do whatever they want.
Whatever the fuck. Who gives a shit? Which I'm sort of behind because if you want to be the guys that want to do that. Do your thing, man. Do whatever makes you happy, but...
Exactly, but just be careful.
Do drugs? Just like...
Whatever, dude.
It would be great if they only affect themselves, but like...
That's how it's working in my mind, though. I'm sure... Because I know that's not how it goes, but for me, it's like, in my mind, it's like, you're only hurting yourself, and as long as that's what's going on, as long as you're not bothering anyone else, do whatever you want.
So there's going to be shops for like heroin now over there? Like, how's that going to work?
I think they've just been talking about it recently. It's not really like in full effect, right?
No, I don't. Yeah. What would it be called? Like shot chop?
shot chop.
You know, shoot up.
Hot shot.
And that's what I was talking to a friend of mine about that, about how you legalize one thing and it just kind of opened the door for everybody to be like, well, what about this? What about that?
Mm-hmm. But to actually do it, that's...
Well, I don't think anybody... Well, yeah, a lot of people have been wanting to legalize marijuana, but I don't think anybody... When it first kind of started, was like, oh, they're never going to do this. And then it became like states started saying, yeah, that's fine. And now we're moving up to the federal level. So right now, it's not plausible in our mind to be like, no, they're never going to just, again, say cocaine's okay.
Oh, yeah.
Line you, know. You know, bring lines up.
It used to be.
Oh, we saw
that. I don't know if it was legal. Or,
yeah, it definitely wasn't legal back then, but. Doctors definitely used it for some treatments.
For sure. Coca-Cola, right? Everybody knows about that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not that it wasn't illegal. They just didn't really know how bad it was for people yet. Right. Dude, earlier this week. All right. So, why is Twitter opening up? Oceans on Jupiter's moon may be habitable, researchers say, right? I saw that headline and I was like, holy shit. Are they planning on trying to move a colony of humans to... It's not even Jupiter. It's a moon of Jupiter. But when I started looking into it, they're not talking about like, they're talking about like, you know, microscopic life. So, which I guess is still something to be excited about, but with lately everything that's been going on, like the government confirming that like UFOs are real.
Oh yeah.
Like it seems kind of minuscule now to like be like, oh, there are fucking germs on Jupiter's moon. It's crazy, the possibilities.
I don't know.
Even still, like the ocean on the moon is under a dense layer of frozen crust that is largely believed to be at least 6 to as many as 19 miles thick.
Damn.
So on top of first just getting out to that moon, now they got to send all this equipment and drill through
all the way down
up to 19 miles thick ice just to get to that. Also, the surface temperature is exceptionally cold. It's approximately minus 260 degrees Fahrenheit at the equator, minus 370 degrees at the poles. So
you're saying there's a chance.
I'm saying that there's a chance.
There's a chance. Because, I mean, this might be the solution right here.
I mean, they think that they're thinking that the oceans are warm. Why? I don't know. But that's what
the ocean would be.
I guess in comparison to what it is on land, if it's minus fucking 260 degrees Fahrenheit on land, but it's like 180 degrees maybe below zero in the water, it's like, that is a lot warmer.
You guys are thinking about temperatures. I'm over here like, I hope it is inhabitable so I could go up there and just do like some shrooms or something. Like,
dude,
I'm not really worried about like the temperature.
It takes like 7 years to get to Saturn, so I don't know. Jupiter might be
hopefully enough. Well, damn, never mind.
I don't know, because I think it'd be all right. We put everybody who's negative for coronavirus, right? Mm-hmm. But we just leave them here, or then the positive,
everyone else just fucking send them.
We send them out there, and
that's
if
a lot
it's possible
of people,
for
man.
Them to that's.
It's a lot.
They can start a whole colony right there.
It's funny that because sort of the things that they were talking about, how the winter thing, one of the accurate things they actually said that actually came true was that during this time, as people are going to start, you're going to start seeing more cases. And I actually have seen like a couple of my friends have told me, yeah, I got it. But they're all doing fine. Like a friend of mine who recently told me he caught it, he had it for like, I think he said a day, and then he was fine. So like, the way that the media just kind
of blows
up. I
knew a few people who had it too.
And
one of them was older, and we were all worried about him, but he actually ended up being okay.
Totally okay, right?
Yeah.
He told me he had the loss of taste thing, which is weird. Because that blows
my
mind. That's torture. I don't know. Yeah.
That's torture, right?
He said he'll never eat bananas again, because that's basically what everything kind of, I guess the texture of everything. It didn't really have any flavor, but it just had the consistency of like a banana, which is... So he's like, hey, I'm never eating them shits again. I don't care. Anything banana flavored or anything, I just thought of. I thought it was hilarious.
Banana pudding, banana bread.
I'll figure out a way.
I mean, you're missing out on a lot. That sucks. That is probably, I know, fever and all that stuff is bad, but that's probably the worst
part
of it.
I don't
want to
take anything away, but...
Yeah. Losing taste.
That's a big deal.
That's... Most people, like, I don't know, I spend a lot of time eating, so...
Same here, man.
That's most of my day shot. I can't eat. Oh, that'd be horrible.
Just taste banana all day.
Taste bananas. Which I like bananas. Don't be wrong.
Never mind. If you want to go to Jupiter, it's like 6 years. So you know, just plan accordingly, you'd be fine.
60 what?
6 years.
Oh,
take
6 years.
To 6 years to get to Jupiter. To get to the moon of Jupiter, which is minus 260 degrees Fahrenheit.
Which, We watched Interstellar too. We did the review on that.
Movie.
Right?
Holy shit!
You seen Interstellar?
Yes.
Yeah.
We haven't seen it.
I saw it when it first came out, but yes.
We do have our review on it.
There you go.
That's true. It just came out. Go watch it.
Is it on your channel?
It is on my channel.
All right.
Our channel.
What's our channel?
Now the RDG show. So go watch it. It's. You know how they had the, what were those things called? The little pods where they went inside and slept?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They got some of those.
Oh, for sure.
6 years is a breeze. Man, you take a nap, boom, you're there. I don't see the issue.
I think
is that not how it works?
I'm sure it is, but I feel like it's probably a little bit more complicated than the way you're describing it.
I don't know.
We're talking about Hollywood here, man.
I don't know. Anne Hathaway made it seem very easy.
Possible.
Very easy. Yeah.
So you're saying there's a chance.
There is a chance.
There you go.
That's what we're... I mean, that's... As this whole vaccine is doing, is just really just saying there is a chance. There is a little bit of hope. And I think that's why, like, in LA, they were doing the whole, like, appealing the outdoor dining was because during this time, they already knew that more cases were going to rise because winter. Everyone's kind of together. Not only that, but it's like these are the holidays. So people are going to be together. Sure. It has nothing to do with people going outdoor and enjoying a
socializing
meal.
Socializing or whatever.
It's actually because people are more like, you know, extended family comes out or whatever. And you're spending so much time with other people, which I had heard like a coworker say, well, no, they're my family, so it's fine. It's like, well, the virus doesn't really know that they are related. So it's not going to be like,
no, you're one of them. No, I know this guy 12 years. Yeah. Come on. It's fine.
So, yeah, we knew that. I mean, it's really weird that they're saying, like, some are saying this will be like the beginning of the end. And then the other side to that was the next 3 months are going to be horrible. But it's going to be the worst. Because we have all these holidays and it's wintertime and all that, because it's going to be mixed up with like the flu, since this is the season you get all fucking sick.
And we already know that anytime that somebody tests positive for COVID, they're just going to fucking say whatever. If you test positive for the flu, they're just going to tell you you have COVID.
Yeah, COVID, yeah. Because you kind of experience the same symptoms.
Yeah.
Other than I think...
But the point is that they don't tell you that it's just the flu. They want it to be COVID so they can pump those numbers up to freak out the public even more, you know? Instead of just being fucking honest, which apparently is impossible for these guys.
For the government?
Yeah, I know. It's tough. It's really hard. I was actually surprised that, I think it was last week, there were more protests. And I was like, I had no idea what was going on.
Protests for what?
So, I was on my online class, you know, hating life. And then I heard the chanting going on. So I went outside and it said, most of the signs that I saw was about farming, like rights for farmers. I was so confused. I had no idea what was going on, but this apparently was just a response to them trying to shut down restaurants again. So I guess people in LA have finally fucking had it with the system over here and are finally pushing back, which is like, you know, finally. I mean, it took long enough for them to do it, but I mean, Jesus Christ, how far? It's just, if they had done this earlier, things would be totally different in LA and in California, period. Because I'm telling you, the rest of the country.
They're protesting to reopen?
Yeah, because so they shut it down again, a week ago? And then like a day or two later, they just had these protests. It was really weird because it was a lot like the BLM protests in my area, because it was just car after car and like huge groups of people with signs all screaming and, you know, shouting the same thing. And that was exactly the same way that the BLM protests were going on by me. So I thought it was that again. So I was like, oh shit, what the fuck happened now? But no, it's just... people trying to work, people trying to provide for their families that the government doesn't want to let them do it.
What, just this specific, governor?
Yes, but, I mean, there's also a certain level of compliance. Like, if the masses are going to just, like, pretty much follow whatever he says, and there's zero pushback, or mostly, like, no pushback, they're not going to, you know, be too intimidated to be like, yeah, no, we're shutting it down again, and that's it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, which sucks for them, because I mean,
for
you break one rule. No, for or, the
oh fuck him. Dude.
You break one rule, and then it's like
don't do this and this and this, and then go out and fucking like end up being the poster child of what not to do after you just said don't go to restaurants, don't be with your families, wear your mask all the time. But then you got one picture of this fucking stupid asshole at a fucking French restaurant. He can go fuck himself, dude. That guy's an idiot.
He was leading. Not by example, but showing you the example of not to do.
It was do what I say, not what I do.
Yes.
Yeah, fucking guy.
He's fine. He's going to be fine.
He'll be fine, yeah. He's got all the money to take care of himself, I'm sure, but... Well, I'm glad that LA people are finally starting to push back a little bit against...
Against the machine?
Against the man?
Against the man?
The man. I don't know, it's just because it's weird. Because I told you how I went to Florida. It's just completely different over there. People, they have indoor dining, outdoor dining. It's all the same shit. Just wear your mask, and nobody gives a shit. But over here, everyone's like so freaked out about like just the whole country is going through the same thing. But for some reason, specifically here, everyone is so freaked out about it. Dude, I went to the VA for my. I told you about it. I went to get my hearing checked, right? And this lady, the doctor, which I get from her point of view why it's necessary, because she's dealing with people all the time, but like she went to the extreme. She had a full, like the outer gown, her hair was in the, not like a hairnet, but like a medical grade hairnet. So it was like, you know, everything was like covered in shit. She was wearing goggles, two masks, rubber gloves, and every time she touched anything, she would hit the sanitizer gloves. As soon as I saw that, I sat down. I was like, all right, this isn't probably going to go very well today. And then I just got out of there and I was just done with it.
I think it also has to do with, I'm not sure like how she lived, but with people living with like their moms or somebody older with them.
Cause yeah, that's true.
I remember, and even that, and even now I'm still a bit more like paranoid about it, but I'm a bit more relaxed. But I remember when this first started, that was my main priority, especially because I work at a grocery store, so I'm interacting with people all day.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So I was on top of it. Like, I was sanitizing and, like, washing my hands and all that. And it was mostly just because I still live at home with my mom, my sister, and my dog.
Makes sense.
But, yeah.
Yeah, because if you do have to go home to, like, a family and stuff, and you are working... But that's the thing, yeah, because you were working in the grocery store, and she's a doctor. So, but, I mean, yeah, for that, it makes sense. But, I mean, like... You can still see sort of the average Joe walking down the street with the same setup.
We do
like,
get those in every now and then, like the super paranoid.
You worked in the grocery stores. What the fuck was the idea with the paper towels and shit, man? God, what the hell was that?
I've never seen it that busy. Like,
it happened again.
I didn't even know what was going on. Well, it wasn't as bad as when it first started.
That's what I mean.
It was
like
within that week, or
dude, as
literally
soon as they said
day.
It, was. As soon as I got the notification again about like they're gonna shut down again, I went to Ralph's and fucking all the toilet paper bounty. Everything is gone.
Yeah, this time we were busy, but we have like our procedures now, so we were more like in control of it. But when it first happened, and we had that like, have you guys seen The Lion King when the wildebeest come down that hill?
Oh yeah,
it was just like that when we opened the doors, like right after that announcement of that they're gonna lock everything down, and people were savages. Like they were giving us like. There were some customers that I thought were cool around that time.
Oh, because you saw like regulars
yeah,
coming in.
I'm like,
shit.
Bro, like it's
then
not
the
that
true color started
good.
Showing, right?
And it was the most busiest I've seen.
I'd be honest. Did you store some paper towels for yourself?
Yeah, no, absolutely.
I fucking absolutely would have. Fuck yeah, dude. Yeah. You're if I was in there, yeah.
Well, we have these ones that we refill the ones in our bathrooms with the big roll, and I was just.
Oh, you took them? Oh, hell yeah. Yeah, dude. Fuck yeah, I'll do the same thing.
Only thing is they're, like, super tough, so I'm like, damn.
But yeah, not the best. You have, like, a runny nose or something. I remember that shit, yeah. No.
The sand off your fucking nose. Yeah. But that's insane, because so you guys have now procedures, because before, now they have the signs that say, like, you know, or a little bit after
limit,
it's, like,
limit,
oh,
to,
limit
customer.
To customer, because before it was, like, you know, you would see somebody with a whole cart just full of, like, hand sanitizer, paper towels.
Oh, we were on top of it even when it first happened. Like, especially with stuff like meats and paper towels. Meats, I believe, was two per household.
I remember seeing it two per customer. Or
yeah,
whatever,
yeah,
per household.
Two per household, and I think paper towels and toilet paper. I want to say was one. And then we sold the individual ones as well, so it was like...
What do you mean? Like, you had a roll of paper towels and rip it off, like, 50 cents? Here's a...
Well, it's funny, because we got...
25 cents. We're in
we
a recession.
Got a,
what are you talking about?
Don't tell me. Tell them.
We got our individual toilet paper from, I think, the Hilton Hotel. Like, they sent some so we can sell. And I believe it was like 25.
That'd be more admirable if they donated it instead of sold it to them to resell it again. But whatever, it's fine. Still,
I think they did donate it to us so
okay,
that we
cool.
can sell it. But, all right,
fine.
Yeah, it was just it was a crazy time.
I'll tell you another positive about Floridians, which seems to be a thing here. Well, whatever. So the thing about limiting two per customer, people in Florida have been doing that forever because we have. Hurricanes, very prone to hurricanes, especially in South Florida. So anytime there's like something coming on, it's the same story. Nobody takes it seriously until it's like a Category 4.
Yeah,
because you deal with it all the time. So like the rest of the world or the rest of the country or surrounding areas are like freaking out, like, oh my god, Category 3, and everybody's just like, eh, whatever.
We're chilling.
Oh yeah, I'll worry about it if it fucking gets to 4, and then I'll start stocking up on fuel and resources and shit. But yeah, as soon as like there's a hurricane sort of header our way, they start with the fucking. They limit two per fucking household or whatever, two per cart. But, I mean, I haven't seen anybody leave and come back, but, I mean, there's always a workaround. So you can just grab, you know, whatever you need, and then if it's not too crazy, just come back and get more of it, you know?
Well, we would get times where we would have a couple or, like, a family of, like, 4, and they each get 2. So it would count as a, like, different customer.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So I'm like, you smart.
Work it, man. You gotta fight the system.
And we couldn't do anything. We're like, all right, I guess...
That's how it is. People are always going to find their way. Mm-hmm. I was just so surprised, like, because I just I wasn't thinking about it. Like, I went to Ralph's. I got the notification about, like, they're shutting back down. And I was like, all right, whatever. It doesn't really affect me because I'm just a student. So that's, all I do is just, like, go to the grocery store and this, basically. Mm-hmm. So when I went to Ralph's, it was just, like, another trip to the store, whatever. I'm getting, you know, proteins and fucking rice and beans and all the shit. And then I just happened to go down the side of the aisle for the paper towels, and it's just fucking empty.
It's completely
empty. And I was like, oh, here we fucking go again. I wanted to ask people in Florida if they were doing the same thing, like, hey, how's the paper towel situation going?
But no, we're fine.
I didn't follow through. They were probably absolutely fine. They were like, yeah, no, everything's, what are you talking about? You know what I mean? Everything's fine here.
I still kind of don't get why it's specifically paper, because I had a friend that was like, oh, during the apocalypse, that's going to be worth its weight in gold.
Paper towels?
Yeah, because I had, my first thought was like, how much are you like shitting or like messes are you making that you need this much paper?
The only thing that I can think that they can defend that is like, oh, I need to clean surfaces. It's like, no, you don't have old shirt that you never wear anymore. Like, you have to buy all the fucking paper towels because you need to wipe down your house 80,000 times a day.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, because I was thinking of sponges, but that kind of sometimes is...
I don't think a sponge would be the best.
I don't know, if you clean the house, absorb the virus or whatever.
That magic eraser, that does some damage.
Dude, does it really work? I've never actually...
Well, like, we've had to use it for like to clean like a few gutters at work or whatever, and it takes out the toughest
thing. Magic eraser?
Mr. Clean Magic Eraser? Never saw the commercials. It's pretty legit.
The only one I can think of right now is... ShamWow. I don't know why people are not hopping on them.
Because it's a fucking piece of shit. It's like $30 for a Sham. You can go to Advanced Auto Parts and get one for $10 and it does the same thing.
There he is.
This guy's looking it up.
In all his glory.
Magic eraser. Maybe we can use it on the wall.
Well, this episode is now sponsored by Mr. Clean's Magic Eraser. That's really... Alright.
Yeah, it works magic, bro.
Huh.
Said works magic. You're getting a cut? Look, they're paying you.
I did a little wink to the camera. Like,
there you go.
So yeah, we'll be back right after this, and we're back. little short break. What else we got on the docket? What is David saying? What else we got on the agenda?
I don't know. I try to immediately forget.
The final thoughts.
Right after.
That we got the final thoughts.
What are your thoughts on this? And what are your final thoughts on that? Okay. Now stop talking. I'm gonna.
But David, you're a gamer. You're a streamer.
Mm-hmm.
Primarily on YouTube, right?
For now. Yeah.
For now.
Mm-hmm.
Until you.
Are they calling it a handle on YouTube when you do that?
What do you mean?
What's like? What's the? Because if you say, you know, what's your handle, it's usually to.
It's like you're a gamer. Are you talking about that or what are you?
No, doing? I mean, so like on YouTube, how do we find you on YouTube? What do we look for?
Yeah, people have had trouble, which is why I need a new name. It's LATIN with 3 underscores.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
But even I tried searching for it, and I'm like, damn,
it is actually hard. I did.
Yeah. That is.
I was like, I'm gonna save time by not typing out the third underscore. Completely something else.
Really?
I was like, I can't see him. Then I typed in the third one, and then he came, and then you came up.
You're not joking. Wow.
No, it's true. It's
Yeah, you got to work on that name.
Yeah, I got to figure it out.
Is that also your gamer tag?
My gamer tag is Latin Assassin 310.
That's
so
what
I just got
was.
The
yeah.
first part.
On what system?
PS4. Don't worry, not Xbox.
There you go.
Don't worry.
There not you Xbox. Go. You're goddamn right.
Ghost of Tsushima, you play it yet?
No, not yet. How was that?
Bro.
Oh, shit. Here we go. I saw you had a couple of videos up there on your page here.
Did you guys follow the...
Ghost of... How do you pronounce it?
Ghost of... Tsushima. Yeah.
It's got that silent T
in
front of it.
Sushi?
Tsushima.
No, not sushi, god damn it. Fucking spit on the culture of the samurai.
Is it a samurai? No.
I hadn't thought of that, but yeah, you're probably right.
Sushi. You just added a couple, couple more letters, and then boom.
I heard people are really liking it.
Yeah, it's really good. Do you guys follow the video game awards at all, or not really?
Only when there's like a video game of the year or a game of the year.
Yeah,
so like God of War. Stuff
recently,
like that.
The Last of Us 2 won.
Oh yeah,
won
right.
it.
Yeah.
And it was a good game. I don't want to knock it. Like, I did enjoy it, but I feel like Ghost of Tsushima knocked it out the park.
It's just a story mode, right?
There's no story gameplay, like And even the graphics looked really good on the PS4 too. Like it was a very beautiful game to look at. Like the wind would pass by, there'd be like, what do you call that? Like
all the details are in there.
Yeah. Like leaves, I guess, or whatever.
Oh yeah.
And even the combat was pretty intense. Like you can tell that the developers really like took their time with the game.
I gotta look this thing up because I never actually seen any gameplay.
Yeah. I'm not trying to overhype it. Sponsored, by the way. No, I'm just kidding. But, but I'm not trying to overhype it, but I really did enjoy my time playing that game.
But you do a whole bunch of other games.
Yeah. When I first started my channel, mm-hmm. I was mostly going to focus on fighting games. I was playing Dragon Ball at first and Mortal Kombat.
Which Dragon Ball?
FighterZ. It's like a...
That's the one with the cameras like behind you, right?
No, it's like a... You know like Marvel vs. Capcom?
Yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah, and you can get like other people jumping
in. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, like yeah, that. Yeah. And that was my favorite part because Marvel vs. Capcom 1 and 2 were my favorite.
I fucking hate that shit so much. Yeah, you're about to beat somebody and then like all of a sudden his buddy jumps in, he's got four health, and you're like, fuck, man! God damn it!
And I'm not a gamer, so I would always forget how to switch. So my guy is dying and I'm like, switch! I can't, and then I have to die.
The good thing about those games is even if you have no skill at all, you can just button mash, and sometimes it works. But if you're actually against the person that knows what they're doing, they're going to fucking crush you.
You can button mash on this one.
Yeah.
But actually, if someone knows what they're doing, they can...
That's what I used to do in the arcade ones.
Yeah.
I never knew the button, so I'd just be like...
So I hope for the... trying to look for the leg sweep.
I think I like the Dragon Ball games. I like the Budokai ones. I thought
Budokai, those were the games, man. Yeah. They need to remake those.
But, I thought they would, but they keep
coming out. Well, those are exclusive to
PlayStation. They were initially because they knew that it was a superior system, but then, you can roll your eyes all you want, but then Xbox came out.
I'm probably going to slow this down so everybody can see.
When Xbox came out, it was like starving for games, and they were just kind of throwing them a bone, like, all right, fine, Microsoft, here's a couple of games so you can get some money, because it sucks.
I'm guessing you have an Xbox.
Yeah.
But at least there's crossplay now, so at least...
I'm saying, though...
At this point, it almost doesn't matter
unless you... The previous generation, like PS4 and Xbox One, I felt PS4's exclusives really...
Always better.
Yeah.
I mean, what does Xbox have? Halo?
Halo. Gears of War was pretty dope. No, I liked Gears of War.
You don't have to lie.
No, I liked it. Sponsored.
It's great.
It was trash.
Yeah.
Where is it now? Are they still making them?
That's not what
I'm asking. That's what
we're talking about whatsoever. But yeah, so because I saw, I think, one of yours. Actually, I just watched this morning. Spider-Man one?
Mm-hmm.
Right, which one is that one?
That's Spider-Man Miles Morales, which I thought was a direct...
Oh, that's the one that just came out, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I thought it was a direct sequel to the last one that came out in 2018.
Mm-hmm.
But it's apparently a spinoff based on Miles Morales. And it's just his like coming-of-age story. It's a good story, but it does feel a little familiar to the last one, which it's at $50, and I'm not sure if it's really worth it at $50. I'll probably say like 20, 30, but
I mean,
it's a good experience.
Generally, though. Those games are all pretty much the same thing.
And, yeah,
it's kind of open world, getting it. Yeah, you're mm-hmm. just getting it for like the better graphics and the like smoother gameplay or something like that.
And the character as well, I think too.
Like, oh yeah, that's because I've had all those, not all of them, but most of the Spider-Man games since I guess fucking PS1. You know?
Yeah.
So, like, I've played all these different ones, and it is, after a while, you do kind of notice, it's sort of the same thing, but it's still fun.
Which is how I felt about the ones before the 2018 one. Like, which I remember seeing the first trailer to the 2018 one, and I'm like, it's probably going to be like.
Exactly, like the last
Shattered Dimensions or whatever. Yeah. Like, one of the recent ones. And it came out, and I played it, and I really fell in love with the story. Like, it had some good moments. It had some dark moments, too, and I'm like.
That's what you need in good storytelling. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, bro.
And the gameplay fit it pretty well too.
You like story games, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm seeing here on your page, which is great because I thought, I didn't think I was the only one, but I never actually talked to somebody who appreciates like a story mode more.
Yeah,
you know, because a lot of people are mostly just about the multiplayer, like Call of Duty and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
But like a game with like a really good story, just have you keep playing over and over, like God of War and fucking. I think Red Dead Redemption 2 has a phenomenal fucking story.
It was a great story. Did you cry?
I didn't cry. No, I don't.
At the horse part, bro.
It's
come
hard.
On, man.
Oh, I mean, it was hard, but I don't know, man. Video games me, like, don't really tug at the heartstrings that much. You know what I mean?
I've always been like a big fan of like movies and stuff.
Oh yeah.
And I don't really, not being a part of it, but if you could kind of I don't know, but mixing a good story with good gameplay, basically, I think to me is like a...
Oh yeah, it's the best.
Yeah,
I think it's great. Like God, like dude, honestly, God of War, I played that shit like four or five times, and it's never disappointing. It's so fucking good.
And that's what I like about PlayStation's exclusives. Like they focus, like their cutscenes are very cinematic.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's really great. Do you? Oh, I heard your ringtone earlier. You're into Metal Gear, huh?
Oh yes.
Since which one?
That is my favorite video game series of all time.
Which what's the first one that you played there? I want to see if you're a poser or not. Let's see.
I played the first one.
For
Metal
PS1?
Metal Gear Solid 1, yeah.
Yep, my man. There you go. That's where it's at, dude. I have the same ringtone. I just haven't received a call because nobody cares. So you wouldn't know.
But that's about right.
Which one was your favorite one, though?
Oh, the first one, for sure.
First one?
I like, because, and when they remade it for GameCube, I thought it was going to suck because, you know, it's yeah, exactly. I thought I sort of had the same idea. Like, no, it had some good games, but
good system.
I was really surprised when they made that shit for
it didn't
though.
Last, so I'm not going to say it was a good system. It didn't go anywhere, really.
But they always switch it. Nintendo always just comes up with new shit.
That's why kind of Nintendo I've never stuck to, because they just switch way too much. There's no consistency with them.
I guess. I mean, yeah, you're right, but also Nintendo's not really... It's more for, I feel like it's more for like kids, you know what I mean? It's got like Mario and all this other like shit. It's fun.
I mean, I play Smash Bros.
With my boys all the time.
Back,
But I mean, I'm not buying like, I'm not really buying Super Mario anymore. You know,
I remember when the GameCube came out. I was like, oh, maybe this is the future.
It looked future, and the disc was tiny as hell too. Yeah. Remember the game itself.
Yes,
crazy.
That's what was especially, and that's what I mean. Like consistency within their games is that, like. I guess for every system, like let's say the Switch has a little like card, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's their game, and then like even 64 had the huge block that
cartridge.
You know.
They do a little, and you know that on the back it says "Do not blow into," and everybody fucking, especially when you get mad at someone, and you smash it into the fucking thing. Come on,
turn it off and on before.
Yep, reset 100 times and fucking turn it off. And it finally works. Like, yes, all right. 10 minutes of gameplay.
They say not to do it, but that's the way to fucking get it to work.
Sometimes you just got to go the caveman route, and that's just the way to get things to work.
But I grew up mostly with Nintendo, so I think that's why I'm a bit more fond of it. Like, and I also grew up with a group of friends too, so it was like.
We grew up with friends.
But I just felt like.
Thanks for reminding.
I just felt like it was more focused towards like party games, like not really like
story. That's true.
You know,
yeah,
so, I mean, because Nintendo has like the Wii Fit and all the Wii other
Mario Party.
Yeah,
Mario
well, that's Kart, the like the more Mario recent stuff. Like I'm talking like all the way up to maybe GameCube, I guess. But that's the last Nintendo system I believe I owned. I now own a Switch, but I bought it like this year. But
That's true, because Nintendo always is sort of more the party thing. Because every now that I think about it, every console has they always try to get to the four controller inputs.
And even on the Switch, you could take the two controllers that come with it and turn it into like two separate
ones.
That's
this
right.
is like this little small.
Yeah. I fucking hate that, but it is when you get into it, you kind of forget about it. It's pretty good. I like it.
It's not bad. Do you ever go back and play older games?
Yes. I got a laptop this year, and I was on Steam like when I first got it, like all day.
Oh,
and
welcome to the
new age. And I've seen like one of my favorite games for PS2 was Star Wars Battlefront 2, like the original one.
Yeah.
So I got that one. I remember Max Payne 3 was on there. So yeah, I basically
remember Max Payne.
I never got into that. For some reason,
I don't really remember.
It's one shooter, and I think he holds the gun like this or something.
Yeah, like he's always like going in slow motion.
That's yes,
what I remember.
Who did the movie that was that Mark Wahlberg?
Wahlberg.
Yeah, I even
with him, he's just
not into it. I don't know,
but yeah, I go back every now and then play some of the originals. But I wish I could have access to like the original systems as well. Like,
that'd be cool.
Yeah, but
you don't have the older ones.
No, I recently found my PS3 again, which I thought I threw away because we've been cleaning out the house. And I was thinking about booting it up, but I'm like, last time I remember, this thing had a yellow light of death. I don't think it's going to work.
I had the same one, man. It was really unfortunate.
I know.
I had the 60 gig, right? So fucking, this one, that's the one that had like the backwards, you can play PS1 and PS2 games on that thing. And I had it for like probably 2 years before. It's just like I was in the middle of a game and then I kind of shut off. I was like, what the fuck is going on?
You kind of get that heart attack.
Yeah. You're like, what? Shit. No, not me. Yeah. And it's the little yellow light. I'm like, God damn it.
Especially being a big gamer, you're like, no. Oh, man. Yeah, I was heartbroken that day.
When did you start streaming?
About to be 2 years in January.
2 years?
Oh, yeah. Shit. Well, I started uploading in January, and then I started streaming a little earlier this year.
And you stream on what, Twitch?
I did at the beginning of the year, and then I kind of stopped because my internet sucked.
Mm.
But I recently upgraded it, and I tried it out yesterday, and it seemed to work out fine. So I think I'm going to get back into it. The only thing is, and I'm not sure if you guys know anything.
No, we don't know anything
about it. About streaming, but you guys know which would be a better platform, like Twitch, because I've been streaming on Facebook because it's easy and quick. But
I have a friend that's I can ask him about it, but I'll let you know. He does it on Twitch all the time.
I think Twitch is the dominating platform in general, and Facebook for all features, I would not recommend.
Never use
Facebook. Yeah, there's nothing good on Facebook. So if you ask me, I'm a little biased. I would say Twitch. Twitch. Yeah, because it's very popular now, especially with everybody staying home. Yeah. People get on there and...
Hopefully for not much longer.
With this new hope.
Vaccine.
Yeah. Maybe we'll go back. I don't know.
Hopefully.
Do you do any like multiplayer? Do you do Call of Duty and stuff?
I do Call of Duty, but I don't really... I have done a couple of videos on it, but it's not something that I like constantly want to do.
Oh, you don't like stream it?
No. Okay. I still haven't tried it out. Before with my old internet, I would try to play online and stream, but it'd be just super laggy.
Yeah.
So I want to try it out now that I have.
Is more of your stuff like the? Because that's what I at least noticed in the videos that I saw were just like it was story mode, right? So it was you don't do a lot of like the get online multiplayer and
For some games, like for Mortal Kombat, like recently, especially like whenever they release new characters, I kind of hop back on there and go online and do videos of that. But as far as like first person shooters and stuff, I don't really. No, it's not like it doesn't really. It's not something that I really want to do. Like you know, I'm a channel.
Cool.
But yeah, mostly story games and there's not well besides Cyberpunk, but I want to wait to play that game.
What is that shit even about?
It looks like what's that movie with Harrison Ford? Blade Runner?
Blade Runner?
Kind
of. Oh, dude, that'd be sick.
It looks like it, but I haven't played it yet. But I wanted to wait to play that on the PS5 because it has like all these like.
Oh yeah, that'd be pretty.
You know, so.
But what's it? Can you tell me what it's about? Or?
I'm not really sure, to me.
Yeah, because like, I'm trying to avoid things about it. But yeah. I don't have any idea of like what the general idea is.
Yeah,
besides some guy in a yellow leather jacket.
Like I'm trying to avoid looking at like gameplay or trailers of it because I want to like be able to like experience it like myself. Yeah, you know,
everything fresh.
Yeah, I've been.
I'm the same way. Like I'll usually if something comes out, I'll see like one trailer about it. And I'm like, if I'm interested, I'm like, all right, I don't want to see any more. I want everything to be a surprise, and then because if you. Especially now they're doing like so many trailers and everything. It just gives everything away.
And then gameplay, so like
nothing's a surprise. Yeah,
I get you.
Because they've been talking about this game, I think, since the beginning of the year.
And it's been getting delayed.
It was delayed. Yeah.
Because it was supposed to come out February of this year. And then it got delayed to, I think, somewhere in the summer. And then it got delayed again to...
Yeah, now. Like most of the fucking Hollywood damn production movies.
Yeah.
Just keep pushing those dates.
Dude, how crazy is it? Did you guys see that HBO trailer that all the movies are going to release like all in one day?
I haven't seen the actual trailer, but...
There's a trailer.
There's a trailer, and I guess it shows you like those snippets of the movies and the shows that they're going to actually make available for streaming.
All in one day. I'm like, what? I'm requesting that whole week off.
Not a bad idea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then because I think... Disney's also doing the same thing or attempting
I think there's to do the same thing. I'm not sure if HBO is going to charge for the movies, but I know what
no,
Disney
they said
did
they weren't
because Disney they were charging per
yeah
I think the only one that they gave for free was that Soul movie. I don't
oh,
know
it's that animated was. Movie right
I have no interest in any of those things, so to me it's hard. Like Mulan was the only one that I had heard about before that one, but that one's like you have to pay like $30
or something to watch it. On top of what you already pay for.
And HBO had already came out with like
I don't know,
Wonder Woman was going to be available to watch. And I don't think at the time, before they announced this, I don't think they said that you were going to have to pay for that one.
For Wonder Woman?
For Wonder Woman. Mm. They were just going to...
Oh, yeah, for the stuff that's coming up.
Yeah.
Yeah, for the stuff that's coming up, they're saying you don't have to pay. They're just going to have it on there for...
Oh, nice.
I didn't see the specific dates, but like whenever it comes out, they'll have it on HBO Max for like a week or so. And then they're like, all right. And then they're going to take it off of there, and but it'll still be playing in theaters, so...
Oh, I thought that they were going to release it on there and just leave it on there.
Dang. No, dude, not forever. You know how much money they fucking put into this shit?
That's why I'm
throw
like,
it out, you know?
That's why I thought it was like such big news. I'm like, they're just going to release all those.
I mean, it
like
is.
That.
It's pretty big.
Yeah,
for, like,
it still is.
Imagine if they had, like, if they said Endgame was going to be, like, streamed at the same time. You know what I mean?
That deserves a theater experience.
Exactly. Yeah. So some of these things still deserve the theater experience, or most of them do, maybe, anyway. Maybe not, like, Tom and Jerry or something. I don't know. Maybe, I don't know.
Did you guys ever watch Tenet?
I know. Oh, yeah, we did.
We did.
And we have a movie review
on it. So you want to go see that? You know where
to find thoughts about that.
Is it spoiler free? Is like the first half spoiler free?
It's definitely, there's definitely spoilers.
No, there's spoilers. Oh, we're not organized enough. So just like, we tell everybody in the beginning, there are going to be spoilers. So. Okay.
Did we say it before?
So you guys
took a few minutes before we got
there. No, we didn't.
Oh, okay.
So you guys saw it in theaters then?
We did.
Oh, yeah.
Where'd you guys go?
This man found a theater 30 miles away. But it was still,
I think Orange County. That's where we went. Somewhere in Orange County. I don't fucking know. But yeah, because they hadn't said that they were going to release it anywhere. And I really wanted to see it to see what,
yeah,
you know, obviously.
Good.
Yeah, apparently I saw an article somewhere about Christopher Nolan didn't want to release it. And it's like, it was really just the studios that were trying to, they had this huge
push
for, yeah, to fucking release
it. He didn't
want to
release it at all.
He didn't want to release it. Yeah, not during the pandemic. He was, he wanted to wait until like everything was more normal and shit.
Yeah.
But the studios were like, no, we got to fucking have something to put out there to try to make some money back, which it made its money back and some, but you know, like,
not as big as
it
would have been.
It's not nowhere near as big as it would
have
been.
So did they have like their procedure?
They did. So they did this whole, like, you know, obviously you wear your mask to go in, and they were like, wear it at all times before, during, and after the movie. However, you can take it off if you're eating or drinking.
But like Governor Newsom said, in between bites, you have to put your mask back on.
So you, okay, you know, take a
don't
bite.
Don't you fucking dare. Take a bite, put the mask back on.
Which, you know, I was eating and drinking the entire time. So for me, I did not have my mask on because I was just snacking on the way.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
Have
you no consideration for others in the theater?
Which is great because they also did the whole, you know, okay, so you go with a group, right? You go with a group of four or whatever. And they put you, they block off the seats, like pretty much put you in your own box so that you're not...
just close to...
Yeah, close to just random people, right?
Because was it at 25% or 50% capacity?
I think, I want to say it was 30.
Yeah, it was that happy medium.
Yeah,
it was really
nice
great
right there.
Nobody was bothering us. We were in the middle of the theater. There was like a few people, but they were rows ahead and like rows behind us, and nobody else was in our actual lane
aisle,
whatever the fuck you want to call it. Yeah. It escaped me a little bit. But yeah, as far as an actual theater experience goes, it was pretty good.
It was
especially for what it was. Mm-hmm. I thought it was great.
Yeah.
It
felt a bit normal.
It felt like going to a late show because we saw it at 10.
Yeah,
the showtime was at 10,
go.
So it still felt like a late show.
Yeah.
So there was like less people. The energy wasn't like super crazy. You know,
the concession stands are now like they were like you can order, you know, through the app or whatever, so that when you get there, you just pick up and go, so you don't have to stand in line with all the disgusting people. And the way they did the whole machine thing is like, you know how you grab the cup and then you go?
Yeah.
They would have someone do it for you.
I
don't know if
that's
really...
They're doing that at fast food places too.
Yeah, I don't know if...
I was at In-N-Out like yesterday and like I saw that they're still doing it. Like they have the little plastic chains like to close off the drinks area. So
the fountain area?
Yeah, there's just some guy behind the restaurant like, all right, let me go get you your fucking knife. I feel bad for him. Like, dude, just give me the thing. I'm not going to get
sick. I'll do it myself.
Jesus Christ. But... You know, it is what it is.
Yeah, but other than that, it felt kind of like a regular movie experience.
Pretty much.
I don't know. We finally got to watch a movie. That's
kind of
what I wanted, you know.
I think it might have been, the only thing that might have made it a little bit better would have been if we went to an earlier showtime for some, you know?
For some
reason. I don't know.
Some people have bedtimes.
I never liked the late ones. I don't know, for some reason. I just get tired, you know. Even like, no matter how good the movie is, you're just sitting there and like it's entertaining, but you just sort of
start that's happened to me a couple times.
Yeah. Not a bad movie. You want to know our thoughts? Go to the review. but yeah, I'm not gonna lie. I was because it's so tough. Confusing at a like at many points actually.
Oh, yeah.
That I was starting to doze off, especially at the end. I was like this. I was like, okay.
That's actually funny you say that, because I wasn't dozing off, but I think I was so worried about it the whole time. That kind of gave me the jolt to like pay more attention.
I'll pay more.
Yes, or like try to be more awake. Also, I think I had a dip in, so might have helped me stay awake too.
Yes, like yes.
But like, I think it doesn't matter like how great the movie. Because I saw the Battle of Five Armies when that came out, when everything was normal,
which is a great movie,
huge, great, fucking amazing movie. Mm-hmm. And I went to see
it. And it's action, nonstop action for the entire time,
nonstop. But I went to see it at an IPIC. Okay. And they have the chairs that fully recline. Yeah. They have the waiters. You can have drinks. Oh, my buddy that was with, he had to wake me up. I was like dozing off like at the hour mark, and he just like hits me super hard. I was like, "Wake up, motherfucker! That's not why we're here." And I was like, "Oh shit! Oh damn! All right." Like it kept dozing off.
Cause you're a big movie goer, or
I enjoy going to the movies.
You remember what the last thing was that you saw in theaters?
I want to say Terminator, the last one that came out. Did you guys
Salvation? Is
I
it?
Didn't see it. Was it Salvation?
It's not Genesis.
Not Genesis.
But the like most recent one that came
out. Oh, you know what? No, because I saw. I think I saw Salvation. It is the newer one. I forget the name.
Dark Fate. Yeah.
Dark Fate. Did you guys watch it?
No.
I saw parts of it. Like as I was waiting for another movie to start somewhere in an undisclosed location, I peeked in here. It looked fun. That chick looked super hot. I don't know who she was. Hold on.
I personally didn't think it was as bad as the review said. I enjoyed it.
You liked it?
Yeah.
Oh, were the reviews bad about it?
The reviews were really bad, saying it ruined the franchise. And this
first
and
of all,
that. I'm like,
bro. It been ruined the franchise.
Yeah.
Not according to the box office.
Yeah. Right.
Looks like it's doing pretty well. Or it did pretty well. Yeah, like what games are you into and shit?
Story.
Yeah, story.
But like, and some online too, like... like whatever future fighting game comes out as well, mostly it's just the first player like story. Like that's always been like my I grew up with like story games, so that's like one of the things that I like kind of want to stick to. And
which one is like your favorite, like even like, because for story modes especially, playing it and then going back for like, for me, I get it, not Xbox people here, but Halo, like the first Halo, I actually can go back and play missions.
The first two Halos to me, I think, were some of my favorite games growing up. I never owned an Xbox, but I had a cousin who did, and we'd go over there often, and that's like the main game I would want to play.
I'm sorry, not everybody can grow up with that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. But so what are games for you that you would go back and play over and over again?
Like specific games or just like genres? Games, probably Metal Gear. That's one of the games I really want to cover on my channel. Like, I like the whole series too. Like from down to the PSP games.
I've like wanted to play the first one again so bad. Yeah. Even like even with the shitty graphics and everything. Like just
I think,
to go through it.
I think they recently released it for.
I've been looking for it. Don't you lie to me,
Horace. I think it's on GOG.net. No sponsors, by the way, or GOG.com. Well, one of the two. Just Google GOG Metal Gear Solid or something. But they released like a. I'm not sure if it's an emulator or something, but it's supposed to be the first game, and I'm not sure if it's the second game, but it's for sure the first game that they
whoa,
did it come out?
Well, yeah, it says $10. What's going on here?
Telling you, bro.
What do you mean? Oh, but you got to play it on the computer?
Yeah.
Oh no, get the fuck out of here! No.
You want to play it on like original console?
Are you more of a PC gamer?
No, I'm not. I'm console. Like I just got a PC this year, and I'm still kind of getting used to it. But and when I first got it, I was like, I'm gonna game on here now. But I mostly just use it for like editing my videos, and I think that's pretty much it. just editing my videos and like audio and stuff like that.
It's tough. I don't know how people. I tried gaming on a PC.
I tried it too.
Steam has like they added this feature. I'm not sure how long ago, but you can use console controls like a controller. Mm-hmm. You connect it and it'll.
Oh yeah, I've seen those. Yeah. So it's just like playing on a console, basically.
Yeah. So I like mostly use my PS4 control whenever I do play on the PC on the laptop.
Oh really?
Yeah.
That's an idea.
Mm-hmm. The only thing is, it's like mapped as an Xbox controller.
Ugh.
Yeah, I knew I was gonna get a reaction out of him, but
shit out of here.
But that's the only downside. If you know, like, if you're a gamer and you know, like, which buttons are what, it'll be cake, you know. Yeah.
Why'd you decide to actually game, like streaming and stuff like that, not game?
It was something like growing up in back of my mind. Like I'd be on YouTube, like watching these Let's Plays or whatever, and just it was always in back of my mind. But until I'm not sure what exactly like ignited it, but it was. I just felt like, all right, I'm gonna record this video, and I'm still not good at editing. But back at the time, I was like, I didn't know shit about editing, so I was like, I'll record the video, try my best recording it, and upload it. And for my first video, I think it did pretty well. Like, I'm not sure how many views it has now, but then I was like, oh, like this could be like this is something I like, I enjoy, and. I just stuck with it, and I never really, like, I was consistent with it, and the more I did it, the more it just became like a routine. And like now I like really like doing it. Like, I look forward to the next game, I look forward to recording it, how I'm gonna do it. Like, it's something that I really love doing.
Is it like walkthroughs, or are they just reviews?
Yeah, walkthroughs mostly. I try to go, like, at least with commentary, like, I guess freestyle. Like, I don't really try to have like a script or anything. And I just recently added like the camera feature to mine and the green screen, and I just feel like that's a
wait. So before it was just the game, and you were just commentating
over. Yeah, oh, okay. Yeah, cool. And admit, even now, like, my commentary, I felt like, especially because I go back every now and then to look at my old videos to see how I can improve in a way, I guess.
Yeah,
and I felt like. And it still kind of happens now, but the commentary is a bit awkward. Like, I'll be quiet for a long, for a while. Like,
into the game or something.
Yeah, yeah, so exactly. And really I'll be like, oh, wait, I got to be talking, you know? Yeah. Like, but now I kind of more aware of, like, the equipment that I have now. Like, I have the light, I have the mic, I have the camera. So I'm trying to work on better commentary. But yeah, it's just a like step by step process. You learn as you go, basically.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, like anything.
And walkthroughs are actually very helpful. At first, anytime I saw those, like the gameplay and the walkthroughs, I'm like, why are people doing this?
Yeah.
But then you're in the fucking game, and you're like, so how do you do this?
Yeah, especially with like games like puzzles in them and shit.
Yeah. Oh,
you just
absolutely,
can't get
yeah.
through. Then you just fucking go on, just jump on YouTube.
Even
and
when
out,
we go, so. Like when we played Warzone, and it's like trying to find those.
Oh,
fucking
the bunkers!
Yeah,
where the fuck those things were?
We're like driving around. Somebody get on YouTube.
I had a few friends that were just like, "Hey, just go with us. Like, we'll lead you to the market." Like, they knew everything. Like, there's this one friend I play with. Shout out to A-Dog. He, like, no matter, like, he always tries to get me to play Warzone, and he's always like, dude, they added this, they added that, you should try. And one of the times I actually hopped back on, because I really don't like Call of Duty, like, that much, was, I think, when they just added the bunkers, and right when we hopped in, he was like, alright, we gotta get our stuff, follow me, and he was just, like, straight to the bunker.
Oh, that's right, they weren't always there.
Now, yeah.
I think about it, I remember, yeah.
Like, they just added it or something.
Yeah, recent, well, not recent, yeah, well, whatever. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I don't even remember when.
Why don't you play Call of Duty, man?
I'm always, like, I feel, well, Warzone's a bit different, but I feel like the online Call of Duty is just a bunch of, like, run and gun, and, like, you could get a good score with just a shoddy and just running around, you know? For me, like,
you
I like
a problem with people that run around with a shoddy?
Yes, I do. Those are my biggest pet peeves in that game.
That's what makes it so much fun for me.
Especially, like, hardcore.
Oh,
it's my favorite.
Oh,
my
yeah.
God.
Fucking small, dude, because I was playing, yeah, we were playing hardcore, and we were on, like, Shipment or something, or, like, Nuketown or whatever, and nobody was running around with a shotgun, and then I pulled mine out, and everybody started getting mad. I'm like, who's the fucking asshole with a shotgun? Like, that's me. That's going to be me.
Especially you do it like that at Shipment?
Yeah, Shipment.
Oh my God. Oh, great, yeah. Shipment was a nightmare. I did.
It's my favorite map. It's great.
It is.
With your shoddy, I
hell
bet,
yeah,
man.
Yeah. Shotgun and, what's it called? Riot Shield on the back.
Riot Shield?
Yeah. I don't always use that, but it is fun when you want to piss someone off. You just fucking throw that on and just...
Yep, like me.
Yeah, exactly.
But I was always more, like, I don't know, like, I kind of like being a little tactical with the movement. Like, for me, I prefer Battlefield. It's not, like, super tactical, like, oh, make, like, you flank him while I attack him from the front, but you do kind of have to like coordinate with your squad, you know? It's like,
we don't. I mean,
yeah, we do.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we do.
Especially like if we go like to Warzone, right? And then it's always like, it's like, so I'm gonna describe two different scenarios. So one is like somebody got a red card, right? So instead of like thinking about, okay, hey, let's try to figure out how to do this the smartest, is like as soon as the code goes in or whatever, everybody's bunched up trying to get in there.
Yeah.
And then just try to get the best you weapons. We sniped. Leave like security.
No.
Nothing.
Really
fuck all that.
Though. No, no, we just don't care. We just like get the fuck. Who has to be there? Everyone wants to be first.
But the other one is like if like we see a team or whatever, we're like, all right, let's go do it. Before like we actually put a plan together, it's just at least one person starts going already.
Oh, dude, that's
dies, and then it's like, hurry up, it's gonna get me.
It's
like it's all you know.
I think one of the funniest things that happens is like as soon as somebody gets a red card, everybody drops everything. Okay, let's go. Let's go to the party. Yeah. Stop, stop. Where the fuck? Let's go.
Let me get this. No,
get
fuck
it. Up. Fuck that shit. We're gonna leave you.
Yeah. And I think we have left people.
Absolutely. Hell yeah, dude. I have a red card. Get in the fucking car. What are you talking about?
You win or you're not. Shit.
That's kind of why I like.
But yeah, Warzone. I can get it. Yeah, I understand though. Warzone is
no, but Warzone. I feel it's a bit different because it's a huge map, and you actually get a squad to work with, and you're like, all right, we're gonna go here, we're gonna go there. But like you guys said, there's moments where you guys get a red card, and you're like, all right, let's go over here. It's like no coordination at all. Yeah. But there's times where I'm like, all right, there's some guy on the left. Like we have our heartbeats. We're like, all right, there's some guy over here. Be careful. Someone
I
go
always
to the
forget. I, like I'll pick that shit up and I'll never use it because I forget that I have it. So like now I just don't even bother picking it up.
At first that was me. But then you get used to it. You like pull it out every now and then. It's a useful tool.
Apparently your overweight friend uses it a lot. Actually.
All the time.
Yeah, he does use it all the time. Yeah. I wish he would use a like a heartbeat sensor on himself to make sure he's fine. You know, but anyways, no.
Put the gunshot effect.
What's that game called? Oh, Battle Royale. There you go. You play any other like Battle Royale stuff? Like what is it? Apex.
Apex. I played Apex for a bit. I like that.
Which was Apex? Is that the
newest one?
Before Warzone, it was like.
I mean, I hate it, but like it's really popular. So that's like pretty much the only reason. I mean, because I even tried playing it, but it's like it's really cartoony for me. I don't really.
That's
like
one downside I would say. Yeah. But I did enjoy it a little bit more than Warzone.
Really?
Yeah, I'm telling you because the shoddy is one of the biggest.
It bothers you that much?
It really does.
That's crazy.
There's been so many moments where I'm shooting at somebody and like they're like camping in a corner or whatever, and they just and they kill me. I'm like, bro, I should have had him.
I
should have had him.
Sounds like you suck if you.
Against shotties, I do. I'll say that.
There's no real. I mean, there's no real like aim or anything. It's just like.
What do you mean?
You can. It's especially just like in fire. Hardcore. You're as like, long as you get their pinky, they die.
That's not true at all. Their pinky falls off.
Or you, no, you it get doesn't.
A hit
they
marker.
Die.
You get
no.
A hit marker.
You're not good.
You get a hit marker.
Actually, I get a lot of hit markers.
Exactly. See, yeah. You made my point for them.
I'm really mad about because it's hardcore. They should die on.
If you
on
shoot
a
them
shot.
Where they, you know, in a. Good area where you know
we've
they're
seen
get
kill
shot.
Cams where it's like they shoot everywhere.
Don't worry
but.
About kill cams right now. Right? That's not what we're
like, don't worry about the evidence. All right,
yeah, forget about. Don't come here with your logic. Yeah. All right,
there is no logic. It's hardcore.
Yeah. Have you played? Have you played Apex?
Mm-mm.
No,
yeah. It's fun. I liked it. It's kind of the same feel as a Warzone for the most part, but it's like you said, it's like the graphics are a bit more cartoony and
yeah.
Yeah,
and it's there. The well,
does it look anything like what is the other one? Fortnite.
Yeah,
no, it's not that
Fortnite
bad.
Is pretty much just a cartoon.
Have you played Borderlands or anything?
No, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, too. But it's kind of like that.
I never played that. Or Borderlands.
I played, I think, the second one. I played it for a bit, but it was like a whatever.
Yeah,
I didn't really get into too into it.
So those are the ones you. So you do mostly just. Story mode then.
Story and then a few online, but if it is online, it's probably mostly going to be like a fighting game. Like the thing about that draws me to that is, it's kind of a guessing game and getting inside your opponent's head. Like it's hard to explain, but once you kind of get used to a fighting game and you like they know their character and you know your character, it's going to be an intense fight. You're trying to like. Outsmart the opponent at the same time, like be aware of like what he can do, and just I've had a couple of intense fights where we're like toe to toe, and it's like we know,
you got that little sliver of health left.
And then we try to take our time or whatever, and we're like, all right, he's gonna do this. And then if you make the right read, then like you get the match or you don't. But it's basically just getting in, like understanding your opponent, like the way he plays, and yeah, just it's a good experience.
I feel like you would be good at that. Just talk a lot of shit.
Me?
Yeah.
I do it on Call of Duty, baby.
So. I know.
That's like where it started, no? Call of Duty back in the day? Modern Warfare 2 lobbies?
Lately it's been a lot calmer in the lobbies, I feel more passive. Like. Yeah, I don't know why. I think everybody's really feeling the effects of it. Everybody's depressed.
Depression has set in.
Everybody's trying to be nicer to each other until you go into those late night lobbies. And then that's when all the fucking animals come out. And it's hilarious. Usually. Some people in there are just fucking garbage, but when you find that funny ass group, it's still funny. 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, everybody's like fucked up on there, and they're just trying to like bullshit with their friends. Nobody gives a shit about the score, and everybody's just talking shit.
Yeah,
it's fun.
And no one's using shotguns either.
I'm still in there. I still got the shotgun.
Yeah, but tell the people where they can find you.
Where can we find you?
Make sure to subscribe to Latin, LATIN with 3 underscores. Find me on YouTube, Twitch pretty soon. Oh, I try to upload daily. Lately, you know, holidays are around the corner, so it might be not as consistent. But I try to upload daily, walkthroughs, let's plays, and all that, single player. But yeah, subscribe, and whatever you watch, leave a like. Thank you.
Well, that's been another episode of The RDG Show. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a like, and a comment below. Also, hit the notification.